Blog Talk Radio.
We are back in this motherfucking thing again with the Blog Talk Radio. I am Shy Romance, your host. I'm waiting on my co-host, Mr. King Casanova, to call in. Anyway, the call-in number is 1-347-677-0889. All right, you all. The topic for today is, let me see, blue collar, white collar, and nigger crime. Do you know the difference? Also, open mic to all. Everyone, open mic to you. China, let me let's out here some music here. I'ma sit some later. No, Casanova's gonna open up the mic and say some shit to you all later on down the line. But again, welcome to the secret spot. I am Shy Romance, your host. Yes, son, that's my all. It ain't no stuff. This Blog Talk Radio. As long as it can last between 30 minutes to 2 hours. Oh no. Okay.
Mississippi motherfucker.
Mississippi motherfucker, what?
What I live and die for.
Scott County.
Niggas out here flashing and balling and shit. Lincoln County. That's why I'm supposed to be so fucking hard. My fucking rebel flag still flying. Shit. Delta. Fuck them. Coast. Oh, Jack.
We from a place
where them boys still pipping them hoes.
We from a place.
And Cadillac. Ride no
bone.
And my soul still gon' feel free.
Well, black means more than me.
From a place where them boys still pippin' them hoes.
From a place.
Cadillac still ride no bone.
From a place.
And my soul still gon' feel free.
Well, black means more than me.
Still riding Cadillac, still bump in the back. Motherfuckers talk a shit, but we still
in the hood.
It's trippy in the style, take a brag in my hand, peanut butter top.
Only come to buy crime, crack a cop. Only come to bust niggas who sell lies.
We from a place where they scream.
Pimp a hoe.
We from a place where they steal.
Drop them bows.
We from a place where your grandmama steal.
I'm showing you love. And we still eating chicken in the club, bitch.
We from a place
where them boys still pippin' them hoes.
We from a place.
Cadillac still ride no bones.
We from a place.
And my soul still gone.
Mega Elbers living, Mega Elbers die.
We from a place.
Well, we choking, no sticky green to get high.
We from a place.
Well, you used to come in the summertime. Now y'all don't mention us in the wild. We kinfolk, yeah, we broke.
Come talk with a draw, but bitch, we ball.
Running through with two texts, screaming, fuck all y'all.
We from a place.
Well, the rubber flag still ain't burning. New schools, but the black kids still ain't learning about shit.
If you stupid, learn it.
Still gon' feel free.
Well,
black means
trying to know who that is singing that song. Not by choice. I'm trying to break free from this shit,
like,
you know.
Come on back home, get you something.
I'm trying to come. I'm trying to come, baby. I'm trying.
It's all good.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. What's going on, everybody? What's up, Casanova? Hello? Oh, shit, I thought that was Casanova. 601. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Good morning, America. How you doing?
Good.
Good morning, America.
Good morning.
Why the hell you calling me?
What the hell you what then?
Why the hell you calling me?
See, there you go with that bullshit again. I'm going to let that one slide. I know we've been off the air for a minute, you know, but, you know, keep it 100. Don't disrespect the host or the co-host, and I am colored or black, you know. So I'm going to try this shit again. What's going on with you?
Nothing much. I told you, last time I was on your damn show, I lost Bessie. But now I got a new guy called Bessie Lou.
Hold on one more. Hello. Good evening. Oh, Casanova.
What it do, BTR?
What's up? What's good?
Who we got on the line?
Caller, please introduce yourself for those who do not know who you are.
Good morning, America. This is Sam. I am.
Oh, what's up, Sam?
Who the hell are you?
It ain't been that damn long now.
Long time no hear. What's up with you, man?
Well, nothing much. I told the lady right there I got an old new cow called Bessie Lou and a dog named Robert Kelly.
And a dog named what?
Robert Kelly.
How come the damn dog got to be named Robert Kelly?
Because, hell, I guess that what the color man is, Robert Kelly, is a dog, ain't it?
Casanova, talk to him. Sam, I am.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any significant reason why you named your dog Robert Kelly?
Because, hell, he echoed. At about 12 o'clock, he let me know was out here in these woods. I'm out here in the woods in some kind of part of Mississippi. Bella, Mississippi, I think it is.
Oh, I thought, hold up. Them folks ain't up your ass no more?
No. I got a home I carry with me all the time. I got a house they call Ass Hill.
As is.
As I'm going down the road and I see a Jeep, I'll load it up and just build on the way. I got pecan trees, pine trees. Hell, I even got an apple tree.
As is.
You damn right. So where you calling me?
Look, get it right now, Sam. I'm laughing at your ass, but I will disconnect you. It is Shy, I'm the host, and it is Casanova, the co-host.
Oh, whatever. whatever.
Now, we ain't saying, you know, what's up, Peckerwood? What's up, Cracker? What's up, Wetback, Slickback, all that other shit? I'm addressing you by your name, so Sam.
No, I'm black, too. I'm a black and dude. I ain't white. I'm a black and I just don't like you color folks, because you're always into shit.
What the fuck you mean we always? Casanova, you still there? Casanova. Okay, he's been disconnected right now, but he's calling back in. Now, repeat that one more time.
I said I'm a color.
You
color just ain't going to do right.
You talking all this shit and then you black. I mean, where?
Damn right. I'm black, but it's not proud.
Won't you be like, go inject yourself with some of that shit they say, Michael, whatever the hell, you know, and bleach your skin and all the other shit then?
Hell, I believe that what took that color away from you trying to bleach your damn skin.
Let me talk about some more shit, because I'm trying to stay calm and cool and collective with you and all this color shit. Casanova, you remember Sam? I do remember Sam. And he is black. With a damn cow who he fucked to death.
No, I don't do that.
Oh, my bad.
I don't do. See what I'm saying about you colored? You're always assuming shit.
What happened to Betsy then again, Sam?
Who?
What happened? Betsy, your old cow who you, who left. What happened to
old one? Oh, they took old Betsy from me. Last time I was on the phone with you colors, she got ran over by an 18-wheeler.
Okay.
They took on out here.
Okay, well, let me see you and Betsy. That one right there gonna happen. The same thing gonna happen.
She she was the best cow and gave out the best milk.
I bet she did give out the best milk.
Hey man, look at man. Hey, what's the topic today, man?
Okay, look, the topic for today. The topic for today is, let me move my little screen over. Hold up, shit. Tonight's topic is one that everyone knows about. If you hear on the news, liquor store robbed, 12 cartons of cigarettes, 9 cases of Bud Light stolen, but suspect cigarette butt found with DNA was left. You know that's a nigga crime 9 times out of 10. That suspect caught within 30 minutes later. Nigga crime. Hacker steals over $20 million from the U.S. Treasury 6 months ago. Suspect still at large. Come on. Can you tell the difference between white-collared, blue-collared, and nigga crime? And before anyone asks, let me say this right here. According to, see, my spelling ain't that good. This little encyclopedia. White-collared crimes has been defined as a crime committed by a person of respectability and high social status in the course of his occupation. They believe that a criminal behavior with white-collar crime, therefore, overlaps with corporate crime because the opportunity for fraud, bribery, inside trading, embezzlement, computer crime, copyright infringement, all this shit right here they're saying, you know, them white-collar crimes. But on the other hand, you have, like, the blue-collar crimes, and that's shit that's done in the open, basically, with bodily harm intent or something like that. And then, in my case, I call it other nigger crimes, just stupid crimes. When you hear on the TV or you hear on the news, you automatically know, I know that black motherfucker didn't do this shit, you know. So can you tell the difference between them, Casanova, or what do you have to speak up on that, say up on that, or any insight whatsoever, anything?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, if it's a liquor store at 12 at night, you know it's a black man 9 times out of 10, something like that.
You said
12
at night.
Robbing a bank for $5, you know what I'm saying, to get, get a little nigger sack for the evening. But, yeah, you're right. You know, you the president, stealing from the president and them big crime, you know, the Watergate scandal and digging scrubs and all them, you know what I'm saying. It'll be the, I see what you're saying.
But do you also realize that, like, for those crimes, the white-collar crimes, you can steal up to, like I said, $20 million, a large amount of money, and get, like, shit, a year in a federal prison, 9 months suspended, 2 months on paper, 1 month such and such, motherfucker only do 24 hours in the motherfucking jail system. But then they walking away with still millions and millions of dollars. But then again, the nigger crimes, they get caught with a damn 3 C's in their car, whatever the fuck. They trying to get them 30 motherfucking years.
Right.
You know. So what do you have? What do you think about this shit?
What you think about it, Sam? Well, I told you about your colors. Y'all ain't goddamn it tied right in your head. I told you. I done told you. That's why I'm getting the hell away from y'all.
No matter how far you get, I mean, based on that statement that you just gave, Sam, no matter how far away from us you get, you still said at the beginning of the show that your ass is black. So that means you ignorant too. You gotta be. You still fucking your cows.
No, I'm not doing nothing to my damn cows. Do you understand that? See what I'm saying? That's why niggas always doing straight stuff, because they assuming shit. That's why his ass needs to be in jail. Because he assuming
shit. Hey, hold up, man. Wait. Hold on, man. This is me and Shy Show, man. We ain't going to be disrespected now, man. You calling on your cousin about that nigga now. You know what I'm
Look
saying?
Look here.
My motherfucking mouth. Right out my motherfucking mouth.
I got my boy Birdcage right here with me, and goddamn it, we gonna come down. We took Porter's ass up out of here, and I'll be damn, we can't take you two out of here, too.
What the fuck you just said?
Yeah, also, he said something about Porter's. He said something about Porter's.
I tell you what, Sam. Get on your little car where your ass is, house. Ride down, depending on where you with. You say you in Mississippi somewhere. Get on fine Interstate I-20 or something like that. Roll all the way down fucking I-20 until you see this little sign that say, well, shit, just follow that road all the way down. Call the show. You know, leave a message. Send me an email, shyromance, myspace.com/shyromance. Leave an email or something so I can personally come find you and whoop your motherfucking ass.
Well, I don't think you want to come anywhere because I'm surrounded by roadblocks. So that's why I'm in the woods.
Casanova.
Man, I ain't got nothing to say, man. I'm just listening, man. I ain't got nothing to say, man. I'm gonna let Charmin.
Let me play.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
That what the hell I'm talking about right there.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law. Here they was born.
No right.
Bruh, yes, that's what I'm stressing, bruh. Yes, that's me in your hood, too. Don't cut this one.
Drunken Night Entertainment, King Casanova, Magnolia King, maybe no jazz off that thing, singing them love songs to all them ladies, breaking hearts, breaking hearts.
That's what it is, man.
That's what it is. That's
hey, check this out.
Sam, you step again. What you say, Sam?
Check this out, though. Sam said that good old boy sound good until he started putting that jibber jab on
him. I heard him say they fucked it up. I still love it. Just a good old boy. Sam.
No, you done did, too. You done fucked it up, too.
Hold up, I have some new sound, but that shit ain't funny. That shit is not funny. Look here, Sam. You can't talk about the host. Because I know
no,
that shit sounds good. I know that sounds good because I can fucking sing. They told me I sound like Whitney Houston before the crack. What? I can sing.
That's what they said about the black guy trying to rob the liquor store. He said he wasn't drunk with him.
He probably should have had Bessie Booth.
No, he needed to take Bessie with him. He don't need to take old Bessie Booth because she wasn't going for it. She wasn't going for it. She don't like strangers.
She don't like what?
She don't like you strangers. I keep away from your color.
So there you go with that bullshit, Sam.
Hey,
Scott.
Go,
huh?
I've been having to take for me a Black Angus hamburger, too, man. I might need to find old Sam. I need me a hamburger or a steak right about now.
That's the boo.
I tell you what.
That
I'm coming to try to live with Bessie Lou. I promise you. I grab one of them limbs off my trailer and beat you down. You got to deal with old Bessie Lou.
Ain't nothing like that love. And he say he ain't fucking him.
Oh, Lord Jesus, that's my card right there, old Bessie Lou.
I'm sure she is,
you want to know what color she is?
What color is she?
She white.
That figures. That figures. Was like, what's better than a black man wanting to be white to have a white damn bitch cow? Heifer.
Hey, you leave my old heifer alone. She ain't bothering nobody. She's over there asleep. Her and old R. Kelly over there.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do R. Kelly ever come out the closet and piss on old Ben?
Well, no, he don't come out the closet. He come out the closet on people tired when we be in town.
Oh, y'all some hot-ass messes.
He opened his closet then and then take it out on your time.
All fucking ready. Casanova, I have a question.
What's up, man?
Okay. You know, I was working on my job. I got clean for my job. I wasn't smoking as much when I got my job. And then I got sick and I had to have surgery. I did everything I supposed to have been did by the books, by the policy, by the handbook, and all the other bullshit. I come back thinking I got my job. The motherfuckers fired me. You know, so I'm unemployed right now. Get my unemployment, but now I smoke. I smoke my ass off. And I'm back preaching the same shit about, you know, they need to legalize marijuana. You know, find a way to tax it. Do what you do to get your little taste. Get your little 10%, 50%, not 50, 10%, 20% tax deal, whatever the fuck. And legalize the shit. One motherfucker, when I said that, they was like, well, if they legalize it, that man ain't nothing wrong with it. So would you let your son sit up in the living room and smoke a blunt with you since ain't nothing wrong with it? I say, I feel about it like this. If you can go in a store and buy a beer, you got to be a certain age to go in a store and buy a beer, 18. Now, if you sit up and you let your 15-year-old son drink a beer with you, to me, it ain't no difference. I wouldn't do it, but to me, it ain't no damn difference. So the rules, same rules still apply, just a different product to me.
Well,
I'm
gonna tell you how I feel about that. First of all, if they legalize it, it's still, you know what I'm saying, gonna be an age limit. Now, ain't no
about it.
But now, my thing is this right here, though. I've been thinking about this thing for a long time, and the only thing I can come up with, man, the reason why they won't legalize it, because they know the black man get on top making money. You know what I'm saying? They can't tax it or nothing, because my thing is, how you gonna not legalize something that come from the earth. They come from God anyway. You know what I'm saying? That's just like if I go outside and start cutting down bark off a tree and sell it. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be trying to talk about this being illegal for me to sell bark.
If you got too much money,
I'm going to make money. So that's why they won't legalize it, because, you know what I'm saying, they can't mark how much money a nigga making, you know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's real talk, man. So, you know, they mad about that, because I ain't ever heard nobody smoking no weed and going in and shooting up a whole building or nothing, but now that crystal meth and all that crap, you know, they get on there and they go out there and drive a motorcycle in the house and go out there on the highway and lay down, talk about they in their bed and they trying to get cold while 18 wheeler coming down the street and, you know, doing all kind of stuff. So they won't legalize weed because, you know what I'm saying, you know, the black man will make money, you know what I'm saying, and you know, they can't tax it. So, I mean, we might as well just be real about it. That's the only thing I can see, man. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as them trying to compare letting your kids do it, man. You don't let your kids drink no beer, no 10-year-old, so you ain't let your kids smoke no weed, no 10. You know what I'm saying?
My point.
They don't feel being stupid about the situation now.
My point.
But yeah, man, I mean, they do need to legalize it, you know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
I think it'll be less crime. You know?
Mm-hmm. It will be.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I tell you what, if you cut down another tree, leave it for old Sam.
Because he's doing that as his house.
have you ever smoked some sticky, Sam?
What in the hell is that?
You and old Betsy Boo? That weed?
Y'all leave old Betsy out of there. What is old sticky icky? What is that?
The sticky of the ickiest.
The light, fluffy sticky.
Look here, I told you, I don't know nothing too much about that stuff now. If I told you in third grade, when I got punched in the nose, I ran from school and never go back. I don't know all about the history too well.
Hey, look, that is like you was on the farm and you took the first name coming, old Betsy. And been running with her ever since.
She don't know what talk about Betsy. Betsy going to her grave. I'm with Betsy now. So, Betsy.
Fuck
Betsy.
Fuck Betsy. You're lucky I ain't get a hold to a motherfucker because I would have fried her ass.
See, that's what I'm talking about, you colors. I'm
a violent motherfucker. And you better hope I don't find old Betsy Boo. Talking about some motherfucking color. You better hope I don't find old Betsy Boo, Betsy Poo, whatever the fuck old Betsy name is.
I'll tell you what.
Kiss my black ass.
I'm going to buy you a camel.
Uh-huh. I'm going to buy you a damn hoe.
Hey.
Buy you a hoe. What you say, Kat? Buy you a hoe. Old Betsy number two up in there.
Hey, I wanted to do you just wagging on 22s.
No, I done graduated to the 26s now.
Oh, my good witches, I can't. Oh, fucking real.
26-inch wagon, the wagon spinner.
No, I'm up to 26s now. It took me, 2 years to get them all down shaped and right, but I got 26 inches on my wagon.
You got 26. Well, you got to have something to hold old Betsy big ass up on it.
No, she the one pulling.
This is not Kelly. She what?
She pulling.
She pulling, all right. Yeah, she pulling.
Man, what part of Mississippi you at, man? I got to meet you, man. You been a faithful caller. Where you at, man?
Well, I tell you what, I don't want to meet you, color. I don't want to meet you.
I guess you heard that. Did you hear that?
Man, he must have watched the first one. It's a way to find out where that cell phone tower hidden.
Where the hell is it?
It's gonna be your last 20. Don't you worry about it. You just keep on talking on that phone.
Yeah, I know.
So I can trace it.
That's why I love them shows. I ain't going to even lie to y'all. That's why I love Law & Order, CSI. It gets our ass to think, making us think we can do shit, investigate shit. Find out where the fuck you at.
Hey, Sha, I'm listening now, trying to hear if I hear anything that sounds like a lot of earth. Oh, you on Jeff Street, huh?
What that do that is?
On the Chiro Man show.
Yeah, friend, where they do that at?
tell you that. What's up?
Oh,
what's up, Prince
goodness.
Charming?
Prince Charming? Yes, indeed. That's
hey.
My homeboy.
Hey, hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Sam, do you like green eggs and ham?
I do not like green eggs and ham.
I don't like green eggs and ham.
Do you like them on a boat, or do you like them with a coat?
No, I like them on a plate so I can feed my face.
Oh, or do you like when you go on a date with old bitches who do not hate? Oh, Sam, I am. Oh, Sam, I am.
But I knew the last time I was on this show was a lot of callers on there. They must drop you niggers too.
Hey, Chad, I know you ain't just going there, Chad. Oh, man.
Ah, that didn't stop us there, babe. We just getting started back up. But you know what?
I'm going to keep tuning in until I finally see a lot of listeners.
Oh, they coming back, boo-boo.
It's going down. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Dedicate to everybody that's been a part of the struggle. Know what I'm saying? Hold up. Everybody's got loved ones locked up in their system. Say, man, if your people locked up, you need to stay down with your folks. A commissary is very necessary. Know what I'm talking about? Young Pimp out here represent for y'all. Hold up. I'm back on the slab, back on the block. Where the hustle see the aberration, frozen water, box the boy, Jimmy Hammond shining when I step out the door. I thought I had enough of James Holden, give some more. In the same damn day, I went to the Bentley lot. Off the show, boom, blow, I got the spur, the thing was hot, was hot. Get all your busters, I already knew that, cause I was all on the internet, getting my shine back. Taking rhyme stack, pimping with my mic. Everybody wanna be the best, we don't deserve the act. They like the pimp, he is taking shrimp. Hip fly like a pimp, yeah, back slow, leg slow. UGK is back, oh, oh.
Motherfucker, yeah. All I wanna do is smoke my dro, bitch. get rolled, bitch. I'm in the car with the crack getting loaded. I'm representing everybody out there smoking. All I wanna do is smoke my throat, bitch. Sit on the couch, get high, get rolled, bitch. I'm in the car with the crack getting loaded. I'm representing everybody out there smoking.
Captain Nova, can you hear me?
I said much love to the Memphis boy. North Memphis in the house, man.
Yeah, that ain't gonna lie. That's one thing I did love about Memphis. They music and they bud.
One in Triple C.
You say what?
One in Triple C.
Already.
I said who that was right there?
Who?
Just played. Nah, who you just played?
Oh, that was Lil White.
Man, that thing, that jazz.
Yeah, that's Lil White.
Hey, down with Triple Six, though?
You say what?
Hey, from Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I thought.
He up in Memphis as well.
Yeah, that sounds like one of the DJ Paul tracks.
Oh, I got one more.
Sam, what you think about this, Sam? Man, I don't listen to that jibber jabber.
I hear that shit. What you doing on our planet? Bobbing your damn head.
He was over there, you know, they probably dancing with Bill Benson.
Oh, good.
I'm trying to get R. Kelly back to sleep. R. Kelly trying to hurt my leg. I'm trying to get him to go back to sleep.
Oh, that's why you got quiet.
I know one thing about R. Kelly. He's damn sure a freak. He be trying to hump anything that moves.
I bet he be trying to piss on you, too, though.
I don't know what the hell he's trying to do. Whatever he's trying to do, I stay as far as distance from him.
Oh, my good gracious. All right. Captain Nova.
What's up?
I'm trying to put the dog to sleep.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna speak about that thing.
Oh, yeah, I got oh, my good grace. I love it. I'm back. We're back. In the spot. Sam, we just started back up, but just going to get back right. I got to start back right. I wrote some pieces, but I got to start back right more. I focus on the soul. Let it be known that the spot is back home. I'm trying to, oh, okay.
monkey do? Tell Chappie about yourself. What all can your pussy do? Tell me, can you climb that pole? Hit that flow on tippy toes? She did it, man. Oh no, my girl gon' see my soggy clothes. Fucking with these nasty hoes. Man, I love this life I live. Got me smelling, stinking, painting. Took the drink and conversate. Man, these bitches got me thinking. Got me clear at ATM. Man, I'm on a pussy hunt. Stripper bitches, where are them? Stripper bitches. We love those, baby girl, you have been chose. Get your ass up out them clothes. Got my duckies in the road. Man, this night is far from over. Fuck it, brown with Casanova. No, by now my wife is pissed. I blame this shit on Casanova. Now I blame it on myself. I got these bitches to myself. I cut these bitches by myself. Then I'm telling everyone else.
I'm a little stripper. 101 December. I'm tripping girls.
Yeah, I got that stripper love, that stripper love. I'm that nigga, them strippers love. Show a nigga love, I'll give you a dub. Take a couple shots, now you getting the buzz. She said her name was Cinnamon. Oh, so fine and feminine. Set that thing up in the bins and stretch that hole from limb to limb. I'm swimming in, I'm backstroking. Her ass poking, her back broken. Furniture and glass broken. She make me bust my stash open. Girl, you got my dick so hard, I make you wanna quit your job. Make a young nigga wanna trick on you. You already know what my dick going through. Freaking you so easy to do. Stop playing, girl, know you want me to. All we do is lay up in the bed. She makes sure I stay up in the bed. I stay up in the head, spitting that game. She's saying my name when I'm hitting that thing. Ripping that thing, licking that thing. She's so wet, you can slip in that thing. Let's sip some drink, puff some weed. I know exactly what you need. Yes, indeed, the best is me. I'ma take your body to ecstasy. Let's proceed, keep it moving. You ain't gotta tell what we've been doing. Me and you get drunk and woozy. Then we make a porno movie. She's screaming, dude. She's screaming, dude.
I'm a little stripper. 101 December. I'm tripping cuz. Got stripper love.
About this song right here, why stripper? That's what you're looking for, baby.
Oh man, I just like to see him in them heels as
them stilettos.
Hey man, you gotta blame it on my brother Autorize. It's his fault.
On who?
My brother Autorize.
Your brother Autorize?
He taught me to be a sneak.
He taught you to be a sneak.
Yeah,
well, he
man.
Need to. Well, now I might need to teach him some. I finna say he need to teach me how to be a sneak. Where your brother at?
He ain't too far from where Sam live, I believe.
Okay. So you trying to say he know about sneaking. Call your brother up and let him tell BTR about some sneaking and creeping and the strippers and all the other shit.
Oh, man, my boy, though. Sam, what it do?
Hello?
I was saying, put the hung up on it.
Caller! Oh, well,
thanks.
Huh?
Up on
it. Another 601. Casanova, talk to me. What's going on with you?
Kicking it, man. You know, just enjoying it, man. You know, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad we back up, man. You know.
Okay.
It's
if
a beautiful
thing,
man.
You say what?
I said the BTR beautiful thing, man. You know what I'm saying? I know we've been slipping for a minute, but man, I don't care what you say, man. Carter, what you want to Carter, but man, we the hottest thing smoking, man. You know what I'm saying? On BTR, man. You know, anybody want to challenge me, do what you do, say what you say, man. You can come with it, man. But all you got to do is pull up, you know what I'm saying, them old shows, man. We got the better ratings, you know what I'm saying? There ain't knocking nobody else from doing what you do, but, you know, the truth is the truth, and the shell set you free, man. That's where you need to be, right here in the secret spot, man.
And we are a family. Much love and everything. I'm going to try to catch, I found out, you know, from Ed last night that DJ Smell Good. I think he used to do his shows like 11 or 12, but he be changing his damn name so much. Well, we got to call him. Yeah, welcome to the secret spot. I'm Tyrell Mann, your host. We got Casanova, the co-host. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Yo, how you doing? I'm calling from Virginia.
Okay, what's your name?
Oh,
Will Sex. I called him before. It was one time last year. You might not remember Will Sexy Love.
Will Sexy
the Love. R&B Dragon.
I was going to say, you seen on it.
Oh, we got Virginia in the house. What's up, Virginia?
Yo, what's up? What's up?
Okay,
not much, man. Chilling, man.
Just getting started back up and everything. No,
yeah, they excuse me for talking. Well, I'm in the hospital right now. My girl is about to go in labor.
Wow.
Oh, man,
yeah.
You thought about us when you going in labor, man. I feel honest, man.
You, me, wow.
what you having, man?
A girl.
Man, congratulations, dog.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
The first one?
Congratulations. Hey,
yeah,
do me a favor.
All right.
When you have her and you go home, them nights when she crying, man, and we on the show, man, you put the phone up to her here, man. Let her hit a secret spot.
Yes.
All right. We're
going to do a rated G version.
They're going to be ready here. You know, for the first 5 seconds.
Yo, what's up? Is Shy on here right now?
Yeah, that's all right there, man. Go ahead and talk to her. That's all.
What's up, baby?
Yo, what's up, Shy?
Yes, baby, yes. You want to, what's going on with you? How you doing?
Nothing much. It's been a hot minute since I've been on here.
It's been a hot minute since we've been on, you know, but we back, and you want to, say something to bring your daughter on up in here? I know you say you're in the hospital, but, you know, whisper something a little bit.
Yeah, I do something, yeah.
That's what's up. The R&B Dragon. What? I feel so honored again.
All right. Let me when you're ready.
I'm ready when you're ready, babe.
All right. Session like the way I do it, and it ain't just my love that keeps it coming back to me. I do her like nobody's done before. I make her feel like a lady. When it comes to getting freaky in the sheets, nobody can do it like me. I make her love fall down, so she calls me a king, and she's my wifey. Oh,
I like that.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something, you know.
The phone breaking, okay.
I told him I like that sound, but that's why you ended up digging me in now.
I'm here in the spot.
Make it love. Look at you.
I'm making love myself. Damn.
Watch out, Virginia. That sound good though, man. That sound good, man.
Hey, but that's a little piece from a song that I did with my homie, Jake Graham. That's on my MySpace page. So y'all can go check it out at www.myspace.com/willsexylove. It's called Ooh Baby. We ain't put the finished version up there yet. We still working on it. It's the rough version that's up there right now.
Okay.
Well, what is it? Will Sexy Love?
Yeah, Will Sexy Love.
I'm a fire there, man. You know, I'm my man, just my friend, man.
Put your link up in the room. I mean, you're on your phone, or?
So what?
Or you just on the phone? You by your computer, online?
Hold on, I can't hear you. Hold on. All right, go ahead.
Put your links out there again. Your address. How you link?
Oh, www.myspace.com/WILL. S-E-X-Y-L-O-V-E.
Okay.
Set that up, man. I'm going to request you, man. I'm going to add you as a friend, man. Young Casanova. All right,
that's what's up, man. That's what's up.
And send something to my address. You can send some tracks, and I'll play them on here. We are live. Cyromance2003@yahoo.com. Cyromance2003. Now, send
all right, I'll do that.
Back to me, and, you know, we'll play it on here.
All right, cool.
Yeah, man, I want to play this song on here, man. That sounds good, man.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, believe me, it is, man, when you hear it.
All right, I can only imagine the music behind it.
I mean, the cat is, I'm 22 years old, man. That cat is like 37. Mm. And me and him going on a track, and the way we vibed on it is like, you would thought that we sat down in the same room and wrote that, but we didn't.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you like my big brother say, man, you know what I'm saying? He got a son, man, they say he's too old to be rapping. He's telling me they too young to be talking, park the car, and start walking. You know what I'm saying? So basically what I'm saying there, man, it don't matter, man. If y'all vibing like that, man, it don't matter the age, man, you know what I'm saying? You see a whole bunch of old cats like LL Cool J and all them kind of people, man, coming back making CDs and stuff, man. So it ain't about the age, man. It's about, you know what I'm saying, as long as you coming with a hit, man, you know that's what matter, man.
And have a message behind it, you know. Don't just come with it, just have a message behind it. You know, so many people out there just making music, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but have something behind it. Stand out amongst all the rest of them.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Already. Well.
Yo.
Yes.
What'd you say?
My phone breaking up.
No.
I think I'm in the bad reception area. It might be me.
Okay. Well, thank you. You want to spit something else on air before you get up out?
No, that's it, man. I'm just coming by, you know, show some love.
That's what's up, babe. When the next show cast? Monday, Tuesday. The next one is gonna be Tuesday. Open mic, playing tracks from local artists and just artists and stuff in. Open mic, express yourself any way you want to. Tuesday. Check.
Okay.
Blog talk, because I know I'm gonna try to go up a little bit in time in the time range, because I got to take into consideration. What time is it where you at?
It's after going on to midnight.
Yeah, see, exactly. You're in Virginia. You know, a lot of people have been working, going out or whatever, rolling over in the damn bed. They ain't going to be up like no 12 or 1 o'clock. So,
yeah.
Just tune in. I'm going to try to change the time and get back to class and everything. But thank you so much for calling. Check us back out.
Hey, you're welcome. You're very welcome. All y'all, man. It's like, it's always a pleasure to stop by and have a conversation, give a few words back and forth with real people.
Yeah.
Trying to do a real thing.
Congratulations on that little girl, man. That's what's up, though, man.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Already, much love to you, brother.
All right, thank you. Much love to y'all, too.
All right.
Hey, don't be no stranger, man.
Well, I won't. Believe me, I won't.
Already. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Cass, that's what I'm talking about. See, we get makeup. I have to think about that. You know, we're doing it at 10, and we want people all over. You know, we got the
whole
time where it's like 14, huh?
Man, let me tell you something, man. Skip what you saying.
Damn,
this man called us while his baby finna be delivered.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to tell you, man. I feel like crying.
I feel like crying, man.
You know.
You know, we just starting back, ain't up and running, but like you said, his firstborn he brought up into this world, and he called us to think about us. Much love to you, R and
Man, much love, man.
Call in whatever you want,
man.
To, brother.
Somebody give Sam some love.
Man. Look here, man, you ain't finna steal my joy, man. This man's just calling my baby for the people, man. I ain't spend what you're talking right now, though.
Already.
Man, somebody needs your Sam's love. Tell one of them old vermin on the line to say Sam, hello.
Sam.
I don't think that man gonna appreciate you calling his child no vermin, man.
No, who?
I ain't calling his child a vermin. I'm calling him a vermin, because he ain't saying hello, Sam.
That nigga gonna find your ass and whip the shit out you.
All the way from a G.
He gonna fuck you up and then slice your bitch boo.
Oh no, he ain't gonna get a chance to get to me, cause me and Beth Boo ain't on these 26 and we rolling out.
Only 26 and y'all rolling out. I hear that.
And I kill this shit right beside y'all.
No, I kill it. He walking. He like Huffy too damn much. He walking.
Hey, Zach.
I got a little pink
sign. Prince Charming. 1 minute.
Hey, he gonna slide his thing up in his ear.
Yep. And gonna say he's sleeping. He gonna be sleeping. He gonna know exactly what's going on. Cadillac. I mean, what wagon on 26s?
Yeah, got it. 26s.
It's gonna be alright though.
It's gonna be alright though, Sam.
It's gonna be you.
Hey, yo, we on the road. We on the road.
Last song 22.
This thing is on the page too. Tell my voice, my dear. Tempo Vince, Mac O, Art Kelly. Last song 22. I ain't getting money, my life will stay true. Tell my voice, and my deep beat. Play to the Lord for the Mississippi street. Hey, tell the last song 22. I ain't getting money. My life will stay true. Feel my voice and let it be. And pray to the Lord. God, I know that we pimp. God, I know that we wrong. God, I know I should talk about more with all of my songs. I know these kids are listening. I know I'm here for a mission. But it's so hard to get them with two wheels don't listen. I know these balls are talking. Look, I wanna do right. I'm trying to fight, but these demons, they come at me at night. Like my mama, my daddy, my girl, and all my boys. I love the children, I guess that's the fact you're whining, boy. My cousin's weak. Lord, I'm praying for swag and my heart is feeling patient. Keep them off them drugs, far away from thugs. He's still my hero, but just a shell man of Woody Woods. Yeah, smoking get a bug, but God, I hear you calling. I'm falling, falling, but my soul is feeling falling. In the shame, shit to bed, in the pits of jail. God, I'm back to my mirror, but will I end up in hell? Tell the last song, tell me too. I ain't getting money in my life, but stay true. My voice and back to me. We're praying to the Lord for the Mississippi
street.
Hey, the lights on 22. I ain't getting ready in my life to stay true. Feel my voice and back to me. We're praying to the Lord for the Mississippi street.
Lord, they hung Andre Jones. Lord, they hung Raynor Johnson. Lord, I wanna fight back, but I'm just so sick of bouncing. Lord, I'm sick of jumping. Lord, please just tell me something. My folks are dumping, my music bumping, but I feel nothing. My heart is steadily pumping. My heart is steadily breaking. Sometimes I feel like I'm faking.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, who that saying? Hey, that's Prince Simon, that's Kaya.
Yeah, that's me right
here. Okay.
Prince Charming here, baby.
That's you, Kaya. What's up, Kaya?
Charming, what's
best
up with you, man?
Best co-host in the motherfucking world. Kaya, what you say?
I told Charming, what's up, man?
What's up, Prince Charming?
What's up, my peeps? What's up?
Prince Charming.
Yes, ma'am.
You having he's talking in the background. Prince Charming, you having technical difficulties?
A little bit.
Huh? I don't think he's talking to us, Kaz.
I'm talking to y'all. Can you hear me now?
You are talking to us. No, I can hear you. Can you hear him good? It's low.
I know this phone messed up.
Another person dedicated to the show.
What's up, man? Y'all ain't gonna believe what happened.
Huh? See, he knew he was having phone problems before he called in, but he still wanted to take that chance just to make it down to the spot.
Already, yeah.
All motherfucking ready. But can you wiggle the wire a little bit, though?
Can you hear me now?
I heard something pop in, and then it popped right back out. Try it again. Move it to the left, move it to the right, then go in and out. You're doing it. Casanova.
Yeah, I can hear him. Go ahead, man. What you finna say? What happened?
Hey, y'all won't believe what happened to him. Can you hear me, sir?
You low. I can hear you, but you low.
Hey, let me turn my damn fan off. Okay. Chris Fox. A little bit better.
Yeah, what happened to me, man?
What happened?
Man, I was kidnapped by a lady with no teeth.
You were kidnapped by a lady with no teeth.
Yeah.
With no teeth or no feet?
No teeth.
No feet, F-E-E-T?
No, T-E-E-T-H.
Say
you were
again.
Kidnapped by a woman with no teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, teeth.
Yeah.
You complaining or you excited? Are you happy and satisfied?
I'm excited at the same time.
Huh?
Charming. Wait a minute, man. Let me tell you something now. You know you're my dog, right?
Already.
I got a dude just called from Virginia. Somebody used to listen to us, man, finna have a baby, man. And he called in to show her love before his girl gave labor, man. You know, that's a good feeling to know we got people out there, you know, they got love for that. Don't spoil it talking about you didn't got kidnapped by a woman with no teeth, man.
Man, that's my goddamn wife he's talking about. What the hell you doing with my damn wife there, boy?
You got a wife, too? I thought Betsy was your wife.
No! Oh, Ella Mae. Oh, goddamn. What the hell you doing with my damn wife, boy?
She had
her teeth. You got to listen, though. He called you. He said, boy.
Oh, he did?
Oh, he said, boy. I know you didn't hear that first. He said, boy. What the fuck
are
you talking about? You already having a damn caption up on this shit. I'm interpreting. He said, boy, what the fuck you doing with my wife? What the fuck you talking about, boy?
That was your wife, though.
What?
The wife don't have no teeth.
You can't call me my name. Don't call me shit.
Exactly. He going to say, boy. You heard him on Sam. If you can't call him by his motherfucking name, don't call him by shit. Boy.
Is he a
cougar?
He a color?
Prince Simon, do you hear this motherfucker? Fuck him.
Hey, my alarm to wear off allergic to fake niggas.
Oh, I wish your phone would talk up louder. But I know you talking shit.
Is you a color?
I want Sam to hear everything you saying. Him and R. Kelly.
He echoing now.
Oh, he saying you ain't saying shit. Prince Simon, he saying you fucking scared. You ain't neck going there, damn it. You can't take the print.
I'm finna go find
me. Oh, I'm gonna
call you right back, baby.
Oh, shit, that's what's up. Sam, don't get scared now. Don't get scared now, Sam, damn it.
Give me my damn wife, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Damn it.
Make sure you don't kiss her in the mouth now.
I ain't never kissed her in the mouth. She always had a mouth in other places.
With no teeth.
I'm kissing her.
Oh, goddamn. Where you located at? I'm on 26, is on my wagon. I'm finna go get this hair for. Where's she at?
Where's she at?
She on her knees.
That's my wife. She ain't had no legs neither. Oh, goddamn, that's all she had was knees. Oh, shit, that's my wife.
See, you really have been around white motherfucking folks doing that Kunta Kinte shit.
Oh, man.
Everybody
see
that
from.
That's why your ass in the woods on your 26s.
I'm out the woods now. I'm walking on the back street doing, I don't know where the hell old Betty Lou got us going.
26. Damn trees up under you.
Guess what color the 26s are?
Let me guess, white?
You damn stupid.
Oh, man.
The wagon white?
Hey, man.
No!
Hey, you
what
trying to tell me?
Wagon black.
Hey, Charmin.
Go.
Hey, man, I'm going to come down to PG, man. When I come down to Port Gibson, we're going to go find him, man. We gotta find where this kid is, man.
Hey, it won't be hard to find. He'll be the only one with 26 inches on a bicycle.
No, he's like you with a wagon. He's like you in a wagon, man, with a cap.
With an ass ears house.
And that twister pool.
He got one, not one. He ain't got horsepower. He got one cow power.
With a bicycle horn.
With a flashlight tie around his neck so he can ride at night.
With them two spots and a cowboy hat.
Get
his oh, man. Come
riding
on
a helper.
Come on, man. Give me a break.
Riding on a helper with a little four-legged bitch beside him.
I kill it.
For 9 years, he might want to raise the tail up and make a pit stop.
Oh,
he got a carry by the side of
Sam. Oh, hey. Sam.
He let R. Kelly pull a little bit.
Sam.
He ain't talking
up. Find a phone.
He must have heard his feelings.
Sam.
It's not much to tell him the rules of the room, dude.
Anything fucking goes. Except disrespecting the host and co-host.
Already.
That's it. Live on air, the number 1-347-677-0889. Fred, I said what I was going to probably do. Well, Prince Charming, I said what I was going to probably do was move the show up. Because it was like Casanova said, the baby, R&B dragon calls in, his first child. Girlfriend going in labor, he called in, but he says 12 o'clock down there where he's at. You know, even though it's 10, 11 right here. So I thought probably, what time we used to do it, like 7 or 8, Cass?
About 8 o'clock.
Yeah, probably about 8. Start back doing about 8.
Okay.
And then, you know, be on and popping. You hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Hear me, Prince?
Yeah, I
heard. Already, so... That time is good, 32?
Hey, anything goes.
Any fucking thing goes. Captain O.
Man, where's Sam at, man?
I don't know. His phone hung up. I hang him up. His phone hung up. I hope he called back in. Fred, other than having the toothless country girl wife with you, what else been going on with you?
Not much, baby. Chilling.
Been smoking something lately?
Trying to stay out the heat.
Trying to stay out the
heat. It ain't hot down there in PG, mate.
It ain't hot.
I'm used to live in the country. Them woods block a lot of shit.
You say it ain't hot?
No, it ain't hot down there in PG, mate.
I seen the devil driving the ice cream truck then.
Oh, yeah, it's hot.
The devil driving the ice cream truck on the seat of ice.
Oh, you're hot.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Casanova.
What up?
Let me hear something.
Oh, man, nah. I got that for Tuesday. You got that open mic Tuesday. I got something for open mic.
So let me hear
something. My brother going to call in. We're going to rip something.
Okay, that's what's up. And like I said, we're going to just move it up a little bit, get everything back right, go back out and check out some shows, make sure ain't nobody else on that show at that time. Well, I know. And if so, we can move up an hour, move down an hour.
That was up. Man, Virginia is in the house.
Most definitely.
Jack Count is in the house. Big Bridge is in the house. PG is in the house. Wherever Sam is in the house.
Everybody is in this big-ass house.
See, everybody.
In Vicksburg.
In the house.
See, I be in Vicksburg, creeping. In G-Town, jigging. And Fayette, I be chillin', but still Memphis pimpin'. And Natchez, I'm clubbin', but Tylo, some lovin'. And Jetown, I hang with them ballers. But I'm sick of these young shot callers. Bouncin' around, town to town. They're miniature thugs, just actin' a clown. But that ain't all it, man. Check this shit. Niggas nuts become inflated when they holdin' their clip. But when their boys disappear, tricks become dickless. That's why my pen is my friend. I'm jacking out. I'm fucking up on end. That's why my pen is my friend. I'm jacking out for being a bitch. Spitting thick knowledge. So open up and taste it. God damn, nigga.
Nigga gonna call in.
And then they
y'all
got
me wanna bust a little freestyle
now. You say what? Let me hear you, Prince. Let me see if you can graduate from Prince the motherfucking king, too.
The
some niggas straight hate me, but they women straight love me.
Niggas hate you.
Niggas hate you, but they women love you.
Already.
That was up.
They want to fight you, but they women want to hug you. Hug you. Just log up on your knob and then straight fuck you. And then they look at you and say, baby, what you doing? Oh, nothing. The straight thugging. Sitting up in the Vicksburg just acting a clown. Waiting on all my motherfucking niggas to touch down. Jackets blown up in the air, feeling all crazy. Laying back up in the cut, getting all fucking lazy. That's no. King Cass!
What it do? What it do?
Nah, what it did, when it did it, and how it did it. When, here, now, anytime. Let me try to find something.
I'll screw something up. I'll screw something up for my boy down there in PG.
Screw some no go.
You. Hey, Charlie.
Oh, what's up?
I'm gonna screw something up for you.
Hey, what's up?
Coming down the block, bow, 6 o'clock. Me and Charmin by my side, you know he glock. When we on the side spot, and you know it's hot. You can see us going jack down all the way top. Me and Charmin PG, doing it like that. Can it really scat. All you busters out there trying to step to us. We got more niggas than a school bus.
Ah, hi, motherfucking man. Bet you.
Oh, boy. Hey, man.
Are you?
Hey, now, Charlie. How you do that for people back in the day now? You know what that is, right? That's straight. Screwed and chopped. That's just how Screwed and Chopped songs rap.
And
straight
we got
up. Hey, you know what be tripping me out about it though? They be leaving words out. Like you know what I'm saying? Like instead of saying all right, that, they say something and then they skip all the way to the rhyme. The word is rhyming with it. Be tripping me out. I'll be like, man, what the? It be sounding good though.
It does. Screw.
Come and block top. You know what I'm saying?
Don't.
I like, man, whatever.
Don't.
Wow.
Oh man, that's what I'm talking about. See, feel what I'm telling you, though. What I'm trying to tell you now, man. What I'm trying to tell you now.
Do the doing damn Ken, do the Tootsie Roll, do the Eminem, do the
do it. Do the what? Man, I know it's time for me to go now. Tootsie Roll, Eminem. Yeah, time to go now.
Do the doo-doo. Do the Holly Berry. Do the Jessica Simpson. Do the Whitney Houston on the crack jack dance.
I do the Eminem before I do the RuPaul. Yeah. I do the Eminem before I do the RuPaul.
Do the Jackson. RuPaul.
Yeah.
Huh?
The Josephine Johnny and all that.
Oh, Josephine Johnny.
And that New Orleans stuff there, man. What's the other dance they had? Ain't he Sally. Whatever it was.
Ain't he Sally,
whatever it was. Man, they coming out kind of dead. Ever since old boy did Crank the Soldier Boy and Crank the Batman, Crank the Chipmunk. You know what I'm saying? I started coming out with me a band called Kind of Motor Yard. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
You know, Cut the Grass, Motor Yard, and all the whole song goes.
Garfield.
You know what I'm saying? Why not? Everybody else coming over crazy, so why not?
Do the shy.
You know what I'm saying? Do the shy romance.
Do the shy. Put your left hand over your eye. Do the shy. Just do it. Yeah, to the left. Do the shy. To the right.
What's up, man? Hey,
Dip.
Charming. you gonna holler at me too at the bank?
No, no doubt.
Oh, no, I'm listening to you, Charm. I was thinking Charm when he gonna holler at you. I'm listening to you, though.
Yeah, like you don't want to do the side. We can do the side. To the
left. No, I don't do none of that dancing, man.
To the right. Do the side.
Oh, no.
What you say,
man? No, I don't do that dancing, man. You know what I'm saying? Tupac was the only rapper that I can say that really a full-fledged rapper that can get away with that. You know what I'm saying? When he did that California Love.
Uh-huh.
When he did Shake It, Mama. When he did that little dance, now you know Tupac, the only way he can get away with that. Now, anybody else did that, man, they've been talking about it.
Who are you then? Didn't Puffy use dance? And Dre?
Nah, Puffy. Puffy ain't no rapper. I said
rapper. He ain't no motherfucking rapper. Puffy ain't never been no damn rapper. He a businessman. He ain't no motherfucking rapper. You know, shit, I commend him on his business skills, his entrepreneurship.
Song, I'm going to tell you the title song Puffy got. You want to know the title song Puffy got?
What?
On
what'd you say?
It was a slow beat, he was just talking on it. On Puff Daddy and the Family.
And then he bad now because he can get the shit auto-tuned and shit.
Oh, no.
You know, but he ain't never been no, he ain't never been no damn rapper. You know, he be on other people's shit. He promote your ass and one of the things in the contract. He can get on anything he want to get on. Anyway, do it any kind of motherfucking way he want to do it.
Business-wise. Oh, okay, nobody beat him in the business now.
Gotta be
yeah. Huh?
Less.
I say he gotta
yep.
be.
Yep.
He gotta
what? Gotta be seen.
Oh, yeah, he got to be.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Like Dirty Money, they just changed the whole motherfucking money.
Man.
Name. Fuck Dirty Money. It's Diddy Dirty Money.
Man. Charming. Man, if y'all tell the truth, man, the only real man dude I can actually say that make money, man, and you don't never see him. I'm talking about, I ain't seen him but one time. That's when they came out here to perform, and that's Cash Money Slim. With Cash Money Slim.
Mm.
Man, Slim behind everything, man. You don't never see Slim, man. He's not in no video. You ain't finna see him when they perform. You ain't finna see Slim. Mm. Puff Daddy gonna be at the signing autograph. He gonna be at he gonna be at the church when you finish. Puff Daddy gonna be everywhere.
Man, he stay getting on his
feet. Ever since I can remember, I've been popping my collar, popping my collar, popping my collar. Ever since I can remember, I've been working
the collar.
That's the only thing he be doing. He signed the motherfucker up.
Pop that collar.
Stay popping his motherfucking collar. Making the
band. Yeah, be popping that collar. He the boy, though. I'm telling you, man. Business-wise, though, man. I'm telling you. Say what you want to say.
Business-wise.
I tell you what. If you start, you're going to get paid. You're going to make sure you get paid in different shows.
Mm-hmm. You know who is a bad, ruthless motherfucker to me?
You see?
Suge Knight.
Oh, I thought you
were going to
say something.
Suge Knight, big motherfucking ass. He got up and, you know what? Fuck this shit. You don't want to let him go to this country? Give me that motherfucking girl. Fuck that. Dead motherfucker from this bird out here.
Yeah. They say Suge, you slap people up in the studio. Nigga, read it like I wrote it at him, eh? Read it like I wrote it.
Motherfucker, you want to fuck it up, nigga? Is that how the fuck you see it? Hold up, motherfucker. What is it? Give me that damn pimp hand. Give me that girl's hand. This nigga don't want to.
Yes, indeed.
Crap. They got it, man, though. What'd you say?
Man, no. Couldn't be me.
Oh, check this. I was watching BET. Damn, what's the damn woman name? She got a talk show.
Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams. I was watching Wendy Williams. And she had T.I. on the motherfucking show. She was like, now, T.I., I'm not talking about you, but, you know, we did a show and we was talking about, you know, the type of music that you do. Do you think it's fair for the little kids to be screaming all the stuff you screaming about the guns and everything? T.I. going to say he smiled. No, she said, I have T.I., the one who got jumped on, whatever, went shot up people, or this and that, and then he come back and he rapping about it, but he did this. Do you think that's fair, T.I.? He was like, first of all, I was wrong, but I was protecting myself. Second of all, you asked me, is the type of music that I do wrong? Is it wrong for the parents? No, he was like, is it wrong for the parents to let them listen to it? What the parents doing then? Is it, instead of the parents preaching about what I did, they should look into the message behind it.
Hey.
That motherfucker was smooth and suave with every damn thing. I'm like, yeah,
hey.
Again, I,
hey, that's real talk. That's mm-hmm. real talk. When Boosie came down here, man, you know, he came down here for Battle of the Band.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it basically be kids there.
Mm-hmm.
Man, when Boosie was rapping, man, I'm talking about little 4 or 5 year olds rapping this man whole song.
Mm-hmm.
Every song he rapped, they rapping. And they mamas and dads looking like, what are you doing on that? Oh, you come on now. You know how you learn it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be acting surprised because everybody looking at you wondering how your kid learned that. You know how you know Boosie's song.
But since we up on this, right? What you say, Cass? I ain't mean to cut you off.
Man, look, 4 or 5 year old, somebody's trying to set it off, motherfucker.
I said, man,
look at this here. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, and you can tell everybody knew it, Shy, because the whole stadium, you can hear the whole stadium echoing, so you know
mm-hmm.
that it ain't nothing but kids knowing this song, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, and then see, and then the lady on stage, I'm going to tell you, it was a lady, I guess she was running. The first time he was cussing, you know what I'm saying, she tried to stop him. Okay. The second time, she tried to stop him again. I think like the third time, you know what I'm saying, she got on the mic and she was like, first of all, I don't see how y'all women and y'all mothers letting him call y'all bees and agents and stuff like that. Lucy just sitting back there, he ain't saying nothing. Da 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 da, woo woo. So by the time she got halfway in her speech, everybody booing her, telling her to get out, you know, boo. Ain't nobody trying to hear what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
So Boosie get the mic back. Boosie like, look, I'm sorry, you know, I ain't mean no harm. You know what I'm saying? Look, kids, you know, don't follow me. You know, I ain't trying to do this. Da da da. I ain't really trying to be there. Da 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 da. But then he went to another song. I mean, he just went off, man. I'm like, dang. I mean, he just set the whole stadium off. So by the end, they called the police out there. The police gonna go out there and try to get the man mic. Man, don't you know, he walking toward the police like he's gonna get the police the mic. The police
mm-hmm.
reached out and grabbed the mic. Man, he turned around and did another song. And the police walked off the field. I said, this man got too much power. The police walked off the field when this man turned around. I don't know if it was staged or what.
He was saying, man, fuck Boosie. Fuck that microphone.
Man, Boosie. Hey, you see all that, man? You see all the jewelry this man got on, man? This man can buy your salary. You better go there and sit down.
Do your damn salary in one little jewelry piece.
You know what I'm saying? Shoot.
Mm-hmm.
What police salary? $24,000? Shoot. That man make that. He probably made that.
That one show and then some. For real.
Shoot.
I want to speak on two things that you said. The media. You know, a lot of people be so quick, well, trying to ban shit. Oh, that's negative influence, you know. But freedom of speech gives us the right to say, you know, basically, I guess, whatever the fuck we want to say, supposedly to a certain extent. You know, but when motherfuckers be up there, well, fuck this, fuck police, fuck this, you know, Obama this and all this other shit, then they want to try to shield it. You know, saying, well, they're influencing our kids, they doing this and they doing that. You know, but like T.I. said, you allowing them to listen to that. You allowing that, you know. I experienced that with my kids. I'm always saying, you know, it's not the media, it's the parents. My baby was up in there watching SpongeBob. I think it was SpongeBob. And SpongeBob, you know, whoever his boss is, whatever, he was still in some animal out the ocean. And he was turning around, he was cooking, he was like, nah, put the fork, he was saying something negative. And I was like, damn, how in the fuck they got this shit on TV? But then I had to think about it. I put my kids out the room so they can go in there and watch TV, so they wouldn't be annoying me at the moment. You know, so again, it is the parents. You hear me?
Yeah, but hold on, let me say something. Now, first of all, the world, And people make things to be what they want to be, and they twist and do things. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, first of all, whoever came up with a cuss word, I thought the only cuss word was really using God's name in vain or saying fool or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The ass word is boo-boo. The F word is having sex. The B word is a female dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm not understanding it. I mean, if somebody don't want to say I want to have sex, I want an F.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to boo-boo. I have to S. I mean, what's the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
Ass is a donkey or your booty. What?
Oh,
man, that's cussing. Who ever said a cuss word? Who ever started banging? Okay, that's a cuss word.
Why,
I mean, a word is a word. So let me if I say, you know what I think it is? I think it's the way you use the word,
mm-hmm.
any word that you do. Because I can say, shot die. I just curse you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
I mean, like back in the day, promise was a big thing. You know, I promise. When you say I promise, you know, you keep the word. Or
right.
throw the finger up, you know, that was doing something.
It's that, finger sign, man. She's like to kill you if you throw a finger sign, right?
Yeah, we couldn't say the word, but we threw that damn finger. Oh, you did what? You know, and then it didn't graduate from the finger to just saying, fuck you.
Right, they used to call it the bird. You throwing the bird.
Gave me the bird. Motherfucker tried to throw the bird up. No, he ain't did shit. He ain't saying nothing. You know.
And we're a trip, boy. It's a trip.
It is. I'm gonna get
people trying to make things to their own, to what they own the thing, man. When really, it ain't no big deal.
Mm-hmm. I want to get so motherfucking big. I want us to get so motherfucking big. Could we talk about shit and motherfuckers actually tell us, well, you know, you can't say that. Or either pay us to shut the fuck up. Now, a motherfucker can pay me to be quiet for a certain amount of time, you know, but I got to speak. I got to say what's on my mind. I mean, I wouldn't be me if I didn't. You know, if I don't think the shit right, fuck it. You know, to me, the shit ain't right.
Yeah.
I've been sitting out here deciphering the Constitution. You know, when in I realize, you know, to a certain degree, I am kind of like a racist. No, I'm not a racist. I'm a realist. You know.
Right.
In school, history, I hated history because it was so boring. But that's the way they designed the book. That's the way they designed the course. You know, you got to learn on the syllabus or whatever. You got to have learn that some part of history or whatever the hell, but they make it so boring so you don't really want to get up into it. But it's powerful.
Nah, you don't want to get into it.
You know. But once I deciphered my constitutional rights and all this other bullshit, I wish a motherfucking police officer would. My damn driving record clean. I don't got nothing up on my shit. I just want to sit down, decipher it, and really know what the fuck in this a country I can and cannot fucking do. I know the basic can't steal, you know, can't commit a crime or whatever the fuck. But I want to know all my constitutional rights. And I'm not trying to say I don't know them all because I haven't really just sat down and read it. Only thing I basically know, you know, freedom of speech, motherfuckers can't discriminate against you according to Title VII rights and all this other stuff. But I don't know the depths of it. And that's where I feel I'm lacking it. I don't know what all I can and cannot fucking do, and I don't like that. You hear me?
Well,
oh, yeah, I'm listening.
What you say, Prince?
I say, oh, you mean what they say you can and can't do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you don't know your rights yourself, motherfucker will manipulate you and fuck over you. You know, like recently, and I, you know, I keep it 100. I had old fines and shit. Police came to my door. Now I tell my 15-year-old son, I don't give a fuck what go on. If a police come to my door, you don't got to open my motherfucking shit. You can sit right up in the house, open the damn curtain, and look at them. You don't got to open my damn door. You know, but
they ain't got no warrant.
They ain't grabbing no piece of paper, but just them knocking on the door, I want to speak. Nah, fuck you, they ain't here. You know, but that morning, he opened the damn door. And he was like, Mama, come here. I'm like, boy, what the hell you want? Mama, come here. I'm like, what you want? I'm in my damn nightgown, didn't even have my wig on, little short hair, every mama. I'm like, yo, what? He was like, come here. I'm like, what the fuck you want? I went up in there. He was like, somebody wants you. With police at the door. I'm like, you open the door. I'm looking in the living room. Two motherfucking police in my living room. I'm like, damn. He was like, Sandra, such and such. I'm like, damn, I couldn't lie. I'm like, well, I could, but it would have been some old, you know, shit behind. I'm like, well, yeah. You know, but I came home. And when I got out, I came home and I got on his ass. True enough, I know that the final shit is my fault. But I teach him, you don't have to open the motherfucking door. You know, so I knew that much about my rights and shit. Motherfucker tried to shit again prior to that. I opened my, you know, I looked out my window. It's like, I need to speak to you. I'm like, for what? You Cassandra? Mm-mm, I was smoking my windows up. You can stand. I'm like, I smell marijuana. No, I don't smell shit. What you talking about? Let my damn window down. Went back in the back. You hear me?
Yeah. Did they get you trying to put your wig on?
I ain't leave that time. I ain't know who the fuck they were looking for. They wasn't there.
Man, y'all crazy, man.
They
only on BTR, man.
All my shit is straight now. No law officers can be looking for me. All my shit is right.
So you can smoke your doja. You smoke your doja all night.
So can. Lighten up another one as we speak. What you say, Prince? Wish you can come shit, smoke with me.
Hey, I got a natural high. I stay high all the time.
I already high off love and off stilettos.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know what to say? I don't do no smoking.
Giovanni Marso, what's up? Our topic today was blue collar, white collar nigga crimes. Can you tell the difference between them? You know, it's always open mic. We haven't just been really past the little sign. We've been messing around a little bit on the mic. But, you know, it's always open mic. Tuesday, we're going to be on air.
Open mic Tuesday.
Open mic Tuesday.
Open mic Tuesday, Wild Out Wednesdays, and Pimp Out Thursday.
Pimp Out Thursday. All motherfucking ready. You know, but Tuesday, about 8 o'clock, we're going to try to do 8, not 10. But, yeah, about 8. We're going to try to do it then. It's going to be open mic. I have a couple of pieces to recite, but I might just save it to Tuesday. When,
I'm going to spit some for my boy Charmin.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to let my son start off, get on and spit something. I'm going to do a little bit more promoting and sending out, make some flyers and everything. Sending out flyers and everything, letting people know about it. Spread the word, BTR, Secret Spot.
Yeah.
Romance,
look here, man. I got to do this, man. I can't stop doing it enough, man. To my boy Virginia, man, what's up, man? I hope that little girl, man, I hope she be healthy, man, and it's going good for you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Man, for us to be on your mind, man, while you giving birth in Virginia, man, I'm sorry. They're going to touch me forever, man, you know. A lot of people take
Prince
stuff like that for granted, man. You can't, man. Look here, man. Boy, I tell you.
Much love. Much love.
Man, it hit me right there.
Right there in that little spot that way behind them, all the other stuff back there just hit you. Makes you have to stop, pause, and like, damn. What'd you say, Prince?
I said, that just show you real, recognize real.
Real, recognize real.
Recognize real, man.
All the way from Virginia. We only recently started back doing the shows. I think we did. This would be like our second or third one, right, Cass?
I think it's the third one.
Yeah, the third one. And, you know, again, starting next week, we're going to be on live again, like always. Real Recognize Real 100. Do some more promoting. Check out some more shows. We got 20 minutes, but I might just cut it a little short tonight. Do a little
Oh yeah. Ain't no sense of blowing your own horn. We didn't cut the mustard. You know, we got Charmin on here. Charmin did his thing. You know, he didn't made love to somebody with no teeth tonight. So you know.
fuck the tonsils.
Well, you know what I'm saying, my boy. He didn't lay it down. No, ain't nothing to talk about, man.
Ain't nothing else to talk about. I think I might play two more songs and. That'll be it Tuesday, 8 o'clock. I'm going to check some shows
Tuesday
out this weekend. Tuesday, 8, we back. Open mic. Bring all your pieces, all your material, and we're going to have a little fun right here. Pop your collar, drink your, have all your reefer and all your herbs right there beside you. Put one up in the air for me, for my homie.
If you can rap, sing, poetry, comedian, whatever, man. Bring it, man. Show the world your skills.
I would love to have a comedian up on here.
But now, if you ain't funny, we're gonna make you look like a dummy.
For real, I'm gonna have a little.
You like Showtime at the Apollo?
Bum 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 bum.
Come on in with that wax stuff you want to.
Mm-hmm. Then I'm gonna do some promoting so you can send your pieces in, and it's gonna be like pump it or dump it. you know.
For sure.
If it rocks, then probably start off the show with a piece or something like that.
One thing about it, ain't no hating up in the secret spot now. Ain't no hating. If you try to do it, you try to do it. And I ain't gonna lie. You know, that dude that used to call me out and want to talk to you shy and away from the islands or something. All in Mary, love, and the men. That's somebody who somebody love you. In my sex, oh, shy, I love you. Oh, you make me so hard at night.
I said,
have
to go
man,
get another camera.
Hey, and listen, you just eat him on. Oh, Big Papa. I'm like, man, man, shut up. This man been singing all night. He just knew he was turning you on.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you. Oh, man.
I love you too, Papa. Keep on singing. Sing me another one.
Hey, I tell you what. He can sing to you, but I'm telling you. I'm telling you now. If he calling on Pump It or Dump It, I'm going to hurt his feelings. And we having a competition. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh,
as long as he just calling in and singing to you, he's playing all day. But when you talking about having a competition, go there, you know. But that's one of our fans, so I'm gonna leave that alone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what was that dude's name.
Who?
Jamaican.
Who can hear?
What was his name though?
I don't know.
Man, I forgot that dude's name.
I have no idea.
I mean, that nigga used to be charming.
Yeah.
Man, this nigga used to straight be blowing, man. You could not tell that man he wasn't singing. You hear me?
Oh, wasn't shit. He popping
his head. That man meant what he was saying. I promise you.
Getting up into it. That's what touched me so much. He meant what.
Yeah, it touched you, right?
He was putting on a motherfucking coat.
Alright, man.
Oh, boy, you hit that high note, didn't you?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed. But see, that's what the show all about. You know, I'll let you have your moment to elaborate, to get it all out. You know.
Oh, for sure.
That might be
for
the
sure.
thing that saved your life. You know, getting that first.
You're right. But no, I was just saying.
Yeah, you know,
I was saying for the
competition part. I was laughing, you know, when I muted my phone and shit, you know, but he was expressing himself. Shit, I mean, to the extent, I'm like, shit, boys, mute.
Hey, but there wasn't no competition, so you're right. I feel you. You're right.
I just wanted to express yourself. I mean, call
yeah,
you know who you are. You're welcome to
call
back
in, man. You can say whatever you want to.
Even if you
don't try to win.
Even if you can't sing, you know, I'll let you get a little bit out before I'll be like, damn, what happened to him?
Yeah, don't try to win.
Just do it for fun.
Just do it for your love and shy all day long. I listen to it, but don't try to win.
When the competition time, you know, just lay low until, you know, it's over.
I'm going to do it like Simon Cowell. Shy? I'm gonna say Prince, Prince Charming. Yeah. That's how Simon do it. Simon don't sugarcoat it. Simon, tell him.
This is not the competition for you.
Simon, I will not be seeing you in the final.
Maybe you should have tried American Next Dance or whatever.
I will not be seeing you in the final.
American Next Dance group. You are not going to Hollywood. Did you really think when you came out here today that it was a slight possibility that you could even ever win?
I know I have a dream in music. And I may not be the type of dude, I understand that, but some of them people got to know they can't sing. They do. Some of them can't be serious, man. They cannot be serious about
it. It don't matter.
Hey.
If they fuck up enough, like the little Chinese dude, he couldn't sing worth shit. I promise you, I hated that I was too old to go to Jackson to the American Idol audition because my motherfucker, I know I can't sing. You know, but I get up there and be singing Whitney Houston, Monica, For You, I Will, all motherfucking day. You know, and when Simon look around and tell me, sorry, you had to know that you was not going to win. Fuck you, Simon. You don't know a motherfucking thing about music. You want to be white, nigga?
She's hired. She's going to the finals.
You know what? Maybe it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
They're like,
Some of them know they can't sing. It's like some motherfuckers ugly and know they ain't pretty, but if you tell them they ugly,
they gonna be ready to fight your ass.
I'm gonna fight you, heard?
And then talk about you later on to that ugly-ass girlfriend. Girl, he gonna tell me I didn't look good. I know I look good. Her ugly-ass edging on you. You look like damn Beyonce.
Hey,
looking
hey.
Like kid. What's the damn good name? See my neck?
what's that rap song? I think it was Method Man, one of them. It said, "By them a God to save him hell, man."
Oh, motherfucker ugly when the mirror play hide and seek with him.
God dang, you so ugly the mirror playing hide and seek. You got to hear it out.
That's fucked up.
Oh, dang.
I don't want it.
You so ugly the mirror run.
Oh, not today. What a mirror was.
God.
Oh, okay, but anyway, the mic is going to be open to everybody, you know, no matter how young, how old. You got somebody young, one of the kids or whatever the hell, let them do their piece, hear what they got to say, you know, and go on out. I try not to do the cussing with the kids, you know, but.
Over mic,
respect everything. I'm going to let y'all go out with some my little boy.
For sure.
Yeah.
Tears on the mic, what's wrong with them, man? Cause I'm a tear of the beat, it ain't nothing, man. I'm double frontin', but something is something that I do. It's irrelevant, nigga, fuck with me, and then I fuck with you. But call your crew, tell them niggas we can bang, and I'm a bum ass up. Like Saddam Hussein, DC, from another country, you can't be his man. Tell them boys I got choppers that'll hit a nigga in his brain. Mr. Make It Rain, huh? Mr. Hurricane, tell them boys you fucked up, cause you came in my
phone.
I doubt it, you don't even want it. Cause I'm a beast, especially when I'm on it. Try me if you want it, I'ma give you them things. TG, spit versus Park, Turbin, Lil Wayne. I'm insane, man, they say I'm kinda crazy. Set up in my system, got a nigga feeling lazy. These ass niggas, swear to God, they don't faze me. Cause in the same, I'm wherever the Jay-Z. Nigga, no AIDS, no fucking disease, where the girl.
Listen, man. Yeah. Mississippi, motherfucker. Newton County. What I live and die for.
Out there who do not know. What the fuck is that?
Listen, man. We niggas out here flashing and balling and shit.
A lot of motherfuckers look over us.
So fucking hard.
But they imitate a lot of
rebel flags still flying.
They look over us, but they imitate damn near every fucking thing we do. And then try to say it's their shit.
We from a place where the boys still pippin' them hoes.
We from a place where the boys still pippin' them hoes. We from a place where the boys
still don't feel free. We'll flag me more than me. We from a place where the boys still pippin' them hoes. We from a place where
the boys still pippin' them hoes. We from a place where the boys still pippin' them hoes. We from a place where the boys still pippin' them hoes.
Still riding that lack, still bump in the back, motherfucker talk shit, but we still in the mood. Mississippi in the stain, the rag in my hand, peanut butter top,
look at me.
Crackers only coming by crying, crack a cop, only coming to bust me when she sell that. From a place where they scream, pepper hoes, from a place where they steal, drop them bones, from a place where your grandmama's still showing you love.
Don't matter what the fuck you
in, chicken in the club, bitch.
You know, but a lot of our shit is imitated. But one thing, they may steal our shit, but they would never have the heart of a motherfucking Mississippian. We are beasts. We rep shit. We tear up shit, we destroy shit, and then we turn around and build that motherfucker right back up with one single fucking line. You can't fuck with it.
Hey.
What?
That's real. That boy, you said a mouthful of the end, boy.
Cannot.
You said a mouthful of the
end. One of the motherfuckers. Oprah Winfrey. I talked about the motherfucker for a minute, you know, when I seen her audience switch from black motherfuckers to white ones. But again, that woman is from Mississippi. She knew where the rest of her motherfucking money was going to come in. Cater to the white damn people. Get their damn money. So many of these white folks turn around getting our goddamn money. Nike, I wear all these other motherfucking companies. So, you know, I look up to her ass. Pussy. Even though he can't rap, work for motherfucking, you know, even though he ain't from Mississippi, but he good with it. Brandy, RJ, Mississippi, they doing some things. They ain't as hot as they used to be, but shit, they still doing some shit. I still love them. You know, Mississippi. Only thing I hate is when you leave Mississippi. I ain't saying, you know, don't try to, you know, do better yourself or whatever, but don't forget where the fuck you come from. Don't forget where you come from, because the minute you forget where the fuck you from, that's the minute you fall off. That's the minute you flip. That's the minute you done fucked up. And ain't no, that's the point of no return. So I love it. Love Mississippi. Good night. Prince Charming. Where you from? Prince Charming.
Yes, ma'am.
Where you from?
I'm from motherfucking P to the D, representing Missy motherfucking Sippy.
Missy motherfucking Sippy, Casanova, King Cass. Where the fuck you from? Where the fuck you at?
I'm a Magnolia King, King of the Sips, or where you hear me spitting fire, don't trip. Jack time, what's up?
Let me hear a little bit of Mississippi Flower before we go.
You hear who?
A little bit of Mississippi, what is it, Magnolia Flower? I love this song, y'all. I got to get this track, but since I'm speaking up on Mississippi, this is one of my favorite songs Casanova then did. I love it.
What's up to them big guns in that Greenwood, Horn Lake, South Haven, Columbus, it's all good. What's up to them sexes off in that Holly Springs, Oxford, West Point, Aberdeen, and that Evergreen. Law, Waynesboro, Philadelphia, and that Utica. Natchez, Vixen, Hattiesburg, Western, and that Tunica. Valley Park, Union Church, Mount Bayo, Blue Mountain, Corinth, Durant, off in the Hernando. Can't forget about them shooters in Kansas City of Life, them dying pieces in the Yazoo, the City of Fight. Bells on the Rolling Fork, Fayette, and the Pickens.
Fayette!
Parkston, Brooklyn, and the Wiggins. Say the best for last, drop the smack down. The Stallions, them Divas in that Jack Town.
What? I love that shit. I'ma have a track. Taz, you got the I'ma try to fuck with MySpace the motor to see if I can download. You say it's on there? Yeah, it is on there. To download it. But if I can't, is there any kind of way you can send it to my email?
And send your email. I can rap the whole song, man. It don't matter. Man.
Well, rap it. Give me here to the second verse.
I might have to do it Tuesday. Nah, I'm going to say that for Tuesday, man.
Oh, okay.
I represent Mississippi to the fullest, man. Charming, you know I got your back, man. You need to holler at me, man.
Already. Yeah, Tuesday.
I'm be looking for you Tuesday, dog.
Tuesday at 8.
Yeah, well, I'll be live and in the place to be.
Tuesday at 8.
Night, everybody. Can you please motherfucking ride? We can. BCR. I'm blazing.